Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, the most iconic fashion item of all time has been named, and of course, it's a pair of Levi 501 jeans. Journalist and stylist Laura Mullett is with me today. Laura, what is it about the 501s? Why are they so popular?
Well, Andrea, it's actually hilarious, right? These are jeans that have been worn by Barack Obama and Hailey Bieber and Kurt Cobain and literally probably the most random celebrities you can think that are iconic. So I feel like the iconic label swings both ways.
Yeah.
These are jeans. They're kind of like ribcage jeans. They tend to grab you in all the right places. You know, they're a little bit unisex. I just love to see a pair of jeans. It's actually quite a celebration of the female and male form working. Like, you'd think that it wouldn't cross over, but they really, really do.
Well, like, was it just the power of marketing? So is it the actual style and the fashion, the look of them?
Well, personally, right, I've tried on the jeans. I loved them. I've styled them on other people. They have loved them. I worked with a guy who's an actor recently and tried them on. And I think they lend a little bit of classic confidence. I think they're the kind of denim that it's not really that they're worn as a status symbol. I feel like they're just a really good fit. They're something that never really depreciates in value. I think people wear them throughout their life. And because of the nature of denim, there is a little bit of kind of elasticity in it. It moves to the grooves of your body. It stretches out a little bit. But then when you pop them in the dryer, like, they just tend to have a really long lifespan. And I think it's the quality of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quality is everything. And I think when it comes to jeans and denims, a brand like Levi's, it is something that we've kind of known all of our lives. But what's hilarious is 150 years of the same style of jeans.
Like,
you think we would have kind of moved on. It's so, so cool.
I was going to ask you that. So there have always kind of been the wide leg, I think, sort of now referred to the kind of the, you know, the mom jeans. Like, they never really went down the bootleg or the uber skinny. They kind of kept that the original shape.
No, but what I find is, like, I'm a big believer when it comes to styling of the fit and flare technique. So if you wear something more fitted on top and you can go a little bit boxier on the bottom, you can experiment with sizing with jeans as well, kind of going for more of a kind of a cinched fit or something a little bit looser. But like Marilyn Monroe used to wear these jeans. And I mean, I think she's the epitome of Hollywood glamour. So I feel like, again, if you're going to go for something like this, I think it's all about how you style it. Like, what I would do is I'd go for a really nice kind of cashmere or mohair textured style knit, maybe a blazer with a little bit of structure as a woman would look good, a sneaker, keep it at leisure. And maybe as we kind of go into this more autumnal season, a baker boy hat. As a man, I think it would look great. You know, let's think of a man's skin tone, you know, maybe berry or kind of emerald tones would look great with it. Like, these are jeans, I feel, are quite a blank canvas item. So then when you kind of work in the kind of colder weather items, you're going to make them look cozier. But in the summer, they're going to look great too.
Yeah. Are they actually better now than other jeans?
Well, in my experience, jeans tend to lose their shape really quickly. And these are one of the very few pairs that I find haven't. Gap do denim that's not considered quintessentially cool, but they do have a high quality as well. I find lately with modern jeans, there's just so much elastane in them. Like, if you look at the composition of them, you know, there's viscose, there's polyester. Some jeans might have, let's say, recycled items in them, which is great. But sometimes because of this cocktail composition, you're not really getting that strength. And you're belting them, but they might kind of lose their shape and bag and sag in certain places. I think with a stiffer denim like this, it just tends to look more uniform. Mm. It's kind of lower maintenance, really, because you can wash and dry it as normal. Like, you could pop it in with your bed sheets and you're not really going to have drama usually with running, because they tend to age better over time. Whereas some denims, like, let's say, the more high street denims, yeah, they can look lovely and they're trendy, but they will start to fray in a way that doesn't look attractive. They just look a little bit cheaper.
So this survey of shoppers, 45% said the most iconic item was the Levi 501 jeans, followed by the Ralph Lauren polo shirt. Like, that was the absolute J1 uniform. You hadn't been in a J1, Laura, when I was in college, unless you came home with the polo shirt.
Well, obviously I missed the boat because I don't have a Ralph Lauren polo shirt. But however, I do think, like, again, if I was to go for kind of a polo shirt vibe, you could pop a sweater vest on it. Again, I think these are really trans-seasonal items. Like, I can see them working really well for men and women. And I love the inclusivity of that, that it's like, you know, you can steal your partners if you want to, you can steal your dads, it's grand. I would say with the Ralph Lauren polo shirt, you know, layering, of course, is key, but it is an item that washes incredibly well. Mm. I think that's the running theme we're seeing with this list. I found the kind of little black dress fascinating.
Sorry,
the Chanel little black.
So 25% said their second choice was the Ralph Lauren polo shirt, followed by 23% who picked the Chanel little black dress. I can't get over this many people own a Chanel black dress.
I mean, a girl can dream. In my experience, a lot of people tend to thrift or maybe go for the aesthetic of a Chanel little black dress. So they might have, let's say, watched Audrey Hepburn growing up and kind of thought, okay, I want to go for something that's timeless, a shift that I can kind of accessorize and make it look cool. I think the Chanel aesthetic is very simplistic. It's minimalistic. It frames the body without being stuck like super glue. And I think that does appeal to a lot of women. A day-to-day black dress that you feel confident and beautiful in. You can obviously, if you work in an office, it's very boardroom to ballroom kind of aesthetic.
The only thing that concerned me was that actually in 15th place, 11% of people said the most iconic item of clothing, Crocs. Can't be serious, yeah. Laura.
I think it's a bit debatable. I find Crocs are soaring in popularity. This season, though, I'm finding a lot of people are going for the fleece-lined Crocs. And again, I think they're can be quite clunky and bulky. I think Crocs have a place of practicality. I mean, they're brilliant for the beach. They're so handy. They're very Marmite, incredibly divisive. But I do think for autumn winter, Crocs aren't really the vibe. I think Uggs have obviously had a resurgence in popularity. I think that's more easy to style. People are more so, let's say, wearing Uggs now, ultra mini Uggs. So they kind of skim at the ankle with, let's say, a flare jean or like 501s, where they look kind of cool and off duty and they're practical. Crocs, I think in Ireland, you know, a rubber clog full of holes is not really going to serve us over the next couple of months.
Yeah. The one thing I suppose we can take from all of this, Laura, is that a lot of these are investment pieces. Like, they're pricey bits to buy, but I suppose it's, you know, if you're paying a lot, it probably wears well. You'll get years out of them.
I would strongly advise going down to the charity shop. I went down to my local St. Vincent de Paul about a year ago and I found a pair of black Jimmy Choos and I got them reheeled and I've worn them nonstop and I've used them for models and shoots and everything. Like, you can find these amazing names. Like, someone's trash is someone else's treasure. Like, you could easily find, let's say, there's other things on the list, like a plain white t-shirt, cherry red Doc Martens, you know, a really good quality mini skirt, a Burberry tartan scarf. Either you'll find designer dupes that are inspired by these items because trends kind of filter down from catwalk to high street. And, you know, for a lot of people, they try and clear out their closets, which is a great way to be if you're not wearing something, and kind of circular fashion. But if you love that kind of idea, you should make it your mission. And it's such a fun hobby. Get your pumpkin spice latte, go down to the charity shops and maybe try and tick off some of these boxes, you know.
Laura Mullen, as always, journalist and stylist, thanks a million for talking us through some of the most iconic fashion items of all times. As we mentioned today, it's the pair of Levi 501 jeans that everybody seems to that's your favourite.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan, weekdays at midday on News Talk.